Welcome to the Preacher's Corner, brought to you by In-House Productions with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. Listen to this podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can find us at our website at thepreacherscorner.net, on Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG at the.preacherscorner.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? We back for another Motivation Monday. What's going on? I'm Pastor JT.
I'm Lady Fanita.
You got to say your name again.
This is Lady Fanita.
Yeah. I should have gave you the cue, but you wasn't paying attention. But listen, we back in the building, Pastor JT and
Lady Fanita.
There you go. Yeah. We back in the building. Another Motivation Monday. We want you to be motivated on your way to work, on your way to school. It ain't school yet, is it?
Mm-mm,
they got another week.
I mean, for some, but...
For some. But we want to motivate you this morning. Good morning. Hope you had a great weekend. I hope you're paying attention to all of the things that's going on around your surroundings. Shout out to all of the Americans that got a gold medal or silver medal or bronze medal. Man, they got all kind of activities going on in the Olympics. They got a table tennis. They got pogo sticks. And they got all dart throwing and spit wire contests. They got all kind of stuff going on in the Olympics, man. Oh, man, I'm looking forward to the break dancing competition. What is your favorite
event? Is gymnastics.
Gymnastics
and swimming.
Those
are my two favorite.
All right.
And I have to say, I do like the races also.
Track and field.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to all of the participants, all of the people that are listening across the globe. France, we've been seeing you. So shout out to all of the supporters in France that have been tuning in to the Preacher's Corner. That's what's up. What's our topic for today?
Our topic today is watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth. Is that why you looked at me like that when I'm...
Watch your mouth.
You gotta watch your mouth. You watch your mouth, girl. Watch your mouth. What about it, man? And people are just quick to say anything.
Huh? Yes. So, in a nutshell, watch your mouth means watch what you allow to come out of your mouth.
Watch what you say.
Yes.
We live in a social media driven society, and everybody is opinionated, and they, as long as they, it's their page and their platform, they feel like they can say whatever they want to say. So, this is my podcast. I could say this and I could say that, and regardless of who it hurts, who it offends, no regard for none of that.
No. And the crazy part is, too, I'm really thinking from a personal aspect, because so many times we kill what God is trying to show us, mm-hmm. or what we've already kind of been predestined for,
right.
And we kill it by the things that we say, and not realizing that the Bible says the power of life and death is in your tongue.
In your tongue.
So a lot of times things that we're trying to get to manifest, they don't, because of what you say. And so I was listening to a sermon a couple of weeks ago, and the preacher was saying, if you continue to say I'm broke, you will be broke.
Right.
If you continue to say I'm sick, you're going to definitely be sick, because just like what you say out of your mouth that is positive, that God will carry and complete what you say. The enemy is waiting, and he's lurking to carry what you say and act on that as well. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful what you allow to come out of your mouth.
Right. So only speak positive affirmations,
yes,
out of your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite scriptures that I learned when I was young, I got a whooping because I didn't learn this scripture in full, and I'm just gonna kind of paraphrase it. But
so
it
you
says
need another whooping.
I probably do need another whooping. But the scripture says, think on these things.
Think on these things.
Things that are lovely, thoughts that are lovely, things that are noble. Like, mm-hmm. if you think about the right things, then you'll say the right things. Right. If you think negativity all the time, or if you're always angry, if you're always upset about something, that's what's going to come out of your mouth. But if you think on things, if you set your affections on things above and not of this world, then what you say out of your mouth will show what's in your heart. Because a lot of times we say things based on what's in our heart. People got ugly hearts. And people out there quick to say, God know my heart. He do. He know your heart. He say, the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it?
That's right.
Then the next part of that scripture says, nobody but the Lord. So it's kind of time out to say, you know, God knows my heart. He does. And what's in your heart always come out of your mouth.
Okay. So you know, I had to look up some quotes, and we're gonna thumb through some of these. And this is the first one that I came across, and I wanted to share it. It say, everything you say should be true, but not everything true should be said.
That's a fact.
Ooh.
That's a fact. And a lot of people like to say, I'm so real,
right.
And I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna speak my truth, and everything don't have to be said.
Right.
Everything don't have to be said. That's a given. And I think you learn that with maturity. You know, when you're ignorant, because it's a scripture in the Bible that say a fool always speaking.
Right.
But a wise man know when to be quiet and listen.
When to be quiet. James says, be slow to speak.
Yes.
That's right. That's
slow
right.
Slow to
that's
speak
right.
is quick
I,
to
I
hear.
I think I'm going to read that one again. Everything you say should be true.
Yeah.
Should be true. You shouldn't be just around here speaking false and telling a bunch of lies,
right.
But not everything true should be said.
Yes,
I wanted
good.
To repeat that again just in case somebody missed it.
That's good.
That's real good. That's real good. The next one is, be careful what you say to someone today, because tomorrow they might not be here and you cannot take it back.
Can't take it back. Woo. I think that's been a lot of people's, like, you know, when people pass away, there's no saying I'm sorry or I didn't mean that. That's why come the Bible say, don't let the sun go down on you. Don't go to bed angry. Don't
right.
let the sun go down on your wrath, because some things you can't be forgiven for. You can't even ask for forgiveness from that person because they're gone on.
Right.
So you have to be careful what you say out of your mouth.
That's right. That's
watch
right.
your mouth. Watch your mouth.
All right, I got another one.
Okay.
Listen, be careful what you say to your children. They may agree with you.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Ooh-wee, man. We say some crazy stuff to our kids and... Ooh-wee, man.
Say, be careful. They might agree
they
with
might
you.
They might agree with you.
I can see
boy,
that.
You know I knock you out. I'm crazy. Yeah, you is crazy, Dad.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go repeat that to the police and CPS.
Right.
My daddy crazy.
Right.
He gonna hurt me. So be
that's
careful.
The thing, yeah.
What you say to them kids, man, be careful. The environment you choose for it will shape you. Be careful the friends you choose, for you will become like them.
That's right. You remember I preached a message one time and I said birds of the feather flock together. Birds of a feather flock together, but if you lay down with dog, you will get up
with some fleas.
You get up with puppies.
With
remember
puppies.
I said that?
Yeah,
that.
I remember you said
you'll get
that.
Up with puppies.
I said what? I said that then.
Yeah.
Get up with what?
Yes.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, those are some of the quotes that I thumbed through. Man, I hope we govern ourselves accordingly.
Watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth. What you say?
I want to read the scripture, Proverbs 13:3. It says, the one who guards his mouth preserves his life. The one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. Yeah, let me read that again, because I love Proverbs, because that is one book full of knowledge and wisdom. It says, the one who guards his mouth preserves his life. The one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin.
Ooh-wee.
Because the person that understand that I don't have to win every argument.
Right.
I don't have to come to every fight. I don't have to get the last word. It's so many of us that feel like you gotta have the last word, but you don't. But those people, it says, the people that guard their mouth, that just let people say whatever, because you know better anyway.
Right.
That person who guards his mouth preserves his life. But that fool, it says, the one who opens wide his lips come to ruin every single time. Sometimes you can sit back and know, you can tell who the fools are. But when you're in an argument with somebody, it's hard for the person on the outside to see who the fool is. When both of you are arguing. But you know who the wise person is versus the fool if you be quiet while the argument is in play.
Right. And it doesn't make you less of a man or a woman to keep quiet.
To keep your mouth closed.
Right.
It doesn't.
You know, I had to look that up in the Message Bible. So I'm going to read what it says in the Message Bible. That's Proverbs 13:3. It said, careful words make for a careful life.
That's right.
Careless talk may ruin everything.
Ruin everything.
Your chances on a raise, your chances of getting hired, your chances of bettering or getting into a relationship.
That's right.
It can ruin the deal.
Yes.
It can be the deal breaker on a business deal. So you have to choose your words carefully.
Yes. I like this one too. Psalms 141. 3-4, and it says, set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. He said, this is David talking. He says, set a guard over my mouth, Lord, and keep watch over the door of my lips.
Yeah.
Set a guard over me. Don't let me say things that I'm not supposed to say. And when my lips get ready to move, and when they get ready to talk, set a guard over them, please.
Yeah.
Watch over them. Keep watch over them. Don't let me say things out of context or because of how I feel or trying to retaliate over behind something somebody said about me. Because I'm going to tell you, back in the day, I mean, even sometimes now, I can be the pop-off queen. But I'm learning in my older age that I do not have to win every fight. I do not have to go to every argument that I'm called to. I do not have to have the first or the last say. I don't have to. Because one thing I know God going to do for me is have my back. He's going to fight for me. Because the Bible says that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I shall repay. He didn't say I might, or it depends on if you're right or wrong. He said I shall repay. That's a loaded word by itself. Shall mean got to happen. And he's going to work on your behalf. So watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth. We got to understand that some of them words is like boomerang.
Oh, yeah. They always come back.
You mean to send it out and it hit somebody else. It go all the way around them and come right back and bam, bust you back in the mouth. So, yeah, we definitely got to be careful of the things that comes out of our mouth. Life and death comes from the power of the tongue. I preached a message back in 2009. It was the world's smallest but largest troublemaker.
Yes,
and
I remember
that. About the tongue. And I named it and talked about all sorts of, gave illustrations on how our tongue can be it's the smallest but the largest troublemaker in the world. Our tongue. What you got?
You know, I went back to look at Proverbs 21:23 in the New Living Translation, and this is crazy. It says, watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut, and you will stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Because mockers are proud and haughty.
Exactly.
They act with boundless arrogance.
I believe. I preached it out of Psalms as well. I think I used one of those, that as one of the scriptures, man. So,
Keep your mouth shut.
So, how does one that's listening, the individuals that's listening, how do they apply this particular Motivational Monday to their everyday life?
you know, if I had to, if I was sitting down talking to someone to give them a brief testament of what I've been through. Like I said before, I used to be the pop-off queen. Mm-hmm. I've realized the older I have become that what you say really don't mean anything unless the person is willing to accept what you're saying.
Right.
If you're speaking something personally out of your mouth that is causing doom and destruction for your life, for your the lifestyle that you want to live, over your children, please watch your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
What you say out of your mouth is very, very detrimental to your health, to your life, to your well-being, to your family, whether you're going to be healthy or not. You have to realize that what you say manifests,
that's
whether
right.
you want it to or not.
That's right.
So your lesson today is watch your mouth.
Watch what you say.
Yes.
I can recall a couple of ugly things that individuals have said to me. They may have, but I didn't retaliate the way that I wanted to, but they may have thought that I'd forgot about it. But I have the type of memory of I don't forget nothing.
No.
And so I ain't never, if you said something ugly to me, I ain't forgot it. I just let it slide, and that's a testament of my growth and my maturity, because at a point in my life, you was the pop-off queen, I was the get-back king, and so I was going to get back at you one way or the other. I might not get you today, but I'm going to get you tomorrow or 2 weeks down the line, but
yeah.
I'm going to make sure you trip over the sidewalk or something. You're going to sit on a thumbtack or something was going to happen to you, and I was going to be on the end of it happening to you. But I thank God for growth and maturity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, we have to take baby steps. I remember I used to go through certain things on a day-to-day basis, and I applaud myself. I say, Lord, thank you. I grew an inch today.
Yeah, you did.
I grew an inch today, and all we have to do is strive to be better than we was on the day before.
Yeah.
If you did a little bit better than you did yesterday, then that's a plus. You're walking towards your spiritual maturity.
And I think that we should just be conscious.
Be conscious
before
yeah.
we speak. Be conscious yeah. about what's about to come out of your mouth. Because
yeah.
we, a lot of times when you're going back and forth with someone, or if you are contemplating saying something to somebody, before it even comes out of your mouth, you already thought about it.
Then I already thought it.
And
so a man think
before
it, so
you let it out, make sure that you are conscious enough or aware enough that you think over what you're going to say. How is this going to benefit me? Or how is this going to make this person feel? Because it's not about us all
right.
the time. And we are such a selfish generation that we think everything is about us. And everything is not about us. We're placed in different places, establishments, jobs. Every day we're at the store at a certain period of time for a reason.
To be that
there
life.
Is a purpose on our lives. And so we need to be conscious enough to make sure that we're walking in that purpose. And that purpose, with walking in that purpose, comes with talking and speaking life into our situations, into our family members, to our coworkers. We need to speak life into them instead of killing them with our words.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Powerful, powerful. Motivational Monday. Lady Mayberry, pray us out of this time.
Lord, we just thank you, God, for another awesome Monday morning. Lord, we just ask that you give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Give us that added grace on today, God, to be conscious enough, aware enough of what will come out of our mouths, that you guard our mouths, guard our lips, guard our tongue to say what you would have us to say. Cause us to speak on purpose, with purpose today. God, and we bind up the hands of the enemy that will come against us, yes, that will bring anger and frustration against us on today. God, we ask that you keep your angels and your armor protection around us as we go on about our week. Lord, we ask that you bless each and every person that will hear this podcast around the globe. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Please, ma'am and sirs, like, share, comment, and keep it positive. Keep it positive. Stay motivated. Continue to guard your mental health. Protect your peace.
Yes,
protect your peace at all costs. Don't just allow anything to make you angry or upset, man. Just protect your peace and do everything in love and kindness. That's right. That's right. I'm Pastor JT. This is the lady.
Lady Bonita.
And we out of here. God bless you.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Preacher's Corner with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. For more information, you can log on to our website at thepreacherscorner.net, Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG the.preacherscorner. This is an in-house production. We'll see you next time.